This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Chicago Board of Trade, Thursday, July wheat ended the day at 5.32, up 14. September wheat ended at 5.38, up 14.75. December wheat ended at 5.48.5, up 13.5. July corn yesterday ended the day at 376.5, up a dime. September corn ended at 382.75, up 11.25. December corn ended at 392.25, up 11.75. July soybeans yesterday ended the day at $10.25, up 18.5. August beans ended at 987, up 19.75. September beans ended at 979.25, up 22.25. July soybean meal yesterday ended the day at 336.70, up 87. August meal ended at 330.50, up 80. September meal ended at 325.30, up 77. July soybean oil yesterday ended the day at 33.36, up 9. August oil 33.45, up a dime. And September oil ended at 33.54, up 12. July oats yesterday ended the day at 260.75, up 4.25. September oats ended at 267, and that also up 4.25. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois kind of grain prices ended higher on Thursday afternoon, with excess moisture stressing row crops helping to push prices higher. In northern and western Illinois, kind of grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 8 to 10 cents at 351 to 367. Soybeans rallied 18 to 23 cents at 975 to 1001. In central Illinois, kind of grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 8 to 10 higher at 354 to 373. Soybean bids are up 10 to 14 cents at 980 to 1001. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 9 cents at 356 to 381. Soybeans gained 13 to 17 cents at 989 to 1008. And the wheat bids were 8 to 14 higher at 464 to 507. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 13 to 20 cents higher at 1010 to 1025. Basis ended steady to 7 cents lower at 23 to 38 over the August. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $348.70 to $361.70. That's up $8.70 per ton, with basis steady at 12 to 25 over July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 9 to 11 higher at 375 to 387, with basis mixed at 2 under to 10 over July. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 6 to 8 higher at 366 to 375, with basis down 2 to 4 cents at 11 under to 2 under July. Soybeans rallied 16 to 19 cents at 10.05 to 10.11, with basis steady to 3 cents lower at 5 to 11 under July. The wheat prices today up 13 to 16 cents at 4.92 to 4.94, with basis mixed at 40 under to 38 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 8 cents higher at 3.86 to 3.87. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 16 to 19 cents, with quotations at 10.26 to 10.31. Soft wheat up 9 to 14 at 5.05 to 5.07, and the Milo gained a dime at 4.27 to 4.43. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 354 to 367. New crop soybean bids range from 920 up to 948. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 357 to 376. New crop soybean bids at 943 up to 957. And in the southern part of the state on Thursday, new crop corn bids range from 355 to 372, with the new crop soybean bids at 932 up to 954. That completes our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. July hogs ended the day at 74.65, down 7. August hogs ended at 72.15, down 20. October hogs ended at 62.72, down 20. June cattle yesterday ended the day at 148.50, down 217. August cattle 148.57, down $1.75. October cattle ended at 151.10, down $1.90. August feeder cattle yesterday ended the day at 219.05, down 450. September feeders 217.27, down 450. October feeders ended the day at 215.70, down 412. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday, the 25th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.12 lower in the range of $62 to $74.50, with the weighted average carcass price of $72.99. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading weak to steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 26 to 32, 4 to 5 weights 31 to 36, 5 to 6 weights 34 to 38, and 6 weights and up 36 to 40. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $50 to $53. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 8,117 head. And now for the recap from the Greenville Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 569 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 146 to 152. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 136 to 142.50. And choice slaughter heifers, 146 to 151. Now for the opening report from the Walnut Livestock Auction, they had estimated receipts of 215 head. Compared to 2 weeks ago, slaughter steers and heifers were $1 to $2 lower. Slaughter Holstein steers, 50 cents lower. They had trade was active and demand was moderate to good. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were $148.50 to $154.25. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, $137.50 to $144.75. And choice slaughter heifers, $148.50 to $152. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $146 to $150.50. And on a dress basis, $235 to $240. Heifers on a live basis traded at $147 to $150.50, and on a dress basis, $236 to $240. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 247 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $82.64, and that was 91 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $255.16, that was 96 cents lower, with select carcasses at $250.13, that was 26 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 112,000, that compared to 113,000 last week and 115,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 418,000, that compared to 420,000 last week and 399,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Earlier this week at the Montgomery County Fair, Terry Tote had an opportunity to visit with our newest star farmer. The FFA star farmer for this year is Fillmore and Montgomery County's own Lacey Nodal. Here's part one of that interview.
Lacey, congratulations on your FFA Star Farmer Award. That's pretty special.
Yes, it is, Terry. I've worked really hard for this, and the work finally paid off.
You know, a lot of people will say, it probably worked, 2 or 3 months on getting this thing done. This was not the case. This was years, right?
Yeah, since I've been 8 years old, got my first heifer calf on the farm, and started showing at age 8 as well and loved it ever since.
So you start at 8, you graduate from Nokomis High School, you get a Star Farmer Award. What sort of things did you learn along the way that makes you a better person?
I think the whole responsibility thing as a farm kid, it's really going to help me in my future and, you know, prepare me for a career in the agricultural world.
And that's what you want. You want to stay in agriculture,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely.
Because you're going to Lakeland.
Yes.
Yes, give me 5. Going to Lakeland in Mattoon, which has a great ag program.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah. So what drew you to Lakeland?
The judging team. I'm going to be on the judging team next year and real excited about that. And also my uncle and my dad attended Lakeland. So.
And there's a lot of kids from around the area that go there for this.
Yeah, there is. A lot of my cattle showing friends will be there, so that'll be a good time.
What was the biggest challenge in over the years to earn this Star Farmer Award? Was it the discipline that was needed to do it and take care of it, or was it the actual caring of the animals? Was it the records? What was the biggest
Definitely
challenge?
The biggest challenge was the hard work that goes into, being out in the barn every day in the summertime. That's really hard, especially for a kid my age. The record book keeping, it was kind of hard to stay on task, but my ag advisor, Randy Meyer, really helped me out with that. So.
I'm sure he encouraged you in more than one way.
Yeah, he encouraged me at school a lot. And.
He's a pretty good guy, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
So did you go to Mr. Meyer and say, hey, I've got this thing, I got a question here, can you help me out?
Yeah, he helped me here and there. My dad also helped me out quite a bit. So
now you've got this Star Farmer Award. And now, not many people get this.
No, I don't.
I mean, like one a year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is kind of like the champion of champions, like winning the state basketball tournament, right?
Yes, it is.
So this is quite a crown for you, quite a feather in your cap for you.
Mm-hmm.
What do your family and friends think about it?
All my friends were really supportive, and especially my family. My family was very proud. We were all smiles on the Nodal Farm, and they're real happy for me.
Now, before we got the broadcast going a few minutes ago, I walked down to the barn, and here's Lacey playing Monopoly with these guys. And were you kicking their rear ends, Lacey?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've had so much experience financially that I know how to get around them in certain ways.
I want an honest, were they cheating?
A little.
Okay.
A little.
Well, that's just normal for guys, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, in a Monopoly game, somebody's going to try to pull something. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, back to your Star Farmer Award. Along the way, you had record keeping. And, of course, the financial part of this is a big part of the record keeping. I mean, it's down to the penny you have to be exact on all of this stuff, right?
Well, definitely keeping a budget is very key. You got to know where you're at. You got to know what you can spend, what you can't spend. You know, you can't go out and buy these high-dollar animals or anything if you don't have the money for it.
Unlike the government.
Yeah.
You know, kind of have to stay within your means, right? That always helps.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So what are you doing here at the fair? What are you showing here at the fair?
I'm showing some Simmental cattle and a few market steers. I've been showing here since I was
wee lass.
Yeah, I'm not too far away from that right now. Not very tall. So.
I didn't mean sideways. Just a young youngster.
Yeah.
That's all. So tell us a little bit about. By the way, we're talking with Lacey Nodal here at the Montgomery County Fair. She is a FFA Star Farmer, the champion this year. Congratulations again, Lacey.
Thanks.
Talk to us about what it means to come to a county fair. I mean, this is just part of normalcy for you. What does it mean to you to be a participant in the county fair?
It comes from rich traditions. The county fair has really taught kids to be responsible and have a little fun while you're at it. I mean, it's not all about winning and losing. It's just about the family time and making memories.
Not only family time, but you also make memories with a lot of friends.
Yes, yes.
Tell us about the people you meet. And what do they mean to you as far as seeing them maybe several times on the circuit?
Well, I think seeing them, I remember all the things that we've done, you know, playing wiffle ball or frisbee and, you know, just having a great time.
Yeah. Just, it's part of Americana, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And when you talk about this sort of stuff, we have to realize there's a lot of young people who don't ever get a chance to experience anything like this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really rather special that you get an opportunity to do this. And it's kind of sad that other kids don't get a chance to bond like this with friends over, you know, similar interests and that sort of thing.
Yeah. And, you know, there are people that will come to the county fairs, a lot of, you know, people who aren't involved in agriculture. And I think it's important for us to, you know, they ask about an animal, I'm more than happy to tell them about it, you know, just get the word out about agriculture.
Do little youngsters come up to you and ask questions sometimes?
Yeah, they always want to pet your steer, heifer, and, you know, I always let them, and it's no problem.
All right. That's great. Lacey, thanks for joining us. Congratulations again. Terrific job, and we wish you well here at the Montgomery County Fair.